The proposal would provide full funding for candidates who agree to run a clean campaign. State Representative Mark Pocan is a sponsor of the bill.
Full public financing of campaigns would change the power structure of how things work in the state. A power structure that would shift from the moneyed special interests to the actual people who live in Wisconsin.
Candidates would have to collect a certain number of $5 contributions from the district they're running in order to qualify. After that, Pocan says they'd receive funding based on the office they're running for.
Once you've done that, you could qualify to be a clean money candidate, and then you will be running on the assumption that, one, you will not raise any other dollars, and two, that you will then abide by the spending limits that you will receive within the public financing.
Currently, the proposal would be funded with up to $12 million out of general state revenues. But Mike McCabe with the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign says the current system is much more expensive for taxpayers.
We're paying huge sums of money to finance election campaigns. Every time a tax break's enacted, every time a slice of pork is doled out, every time a no-bid contract is given to a big campaign donor, taxpayers are paying for that. We are indirectly financing election campaigns.
Representative Pocan says the system will be designed to protect publicly financed candidates who have an opponent that opts out of the system.
If someone runs against you and doesn't become a clean money candidate and spends more, well, you'll get a dollar-to-dollar match up to a certain portion, which is 2.5 times the amount of what that cap is.
Similar legislation has been introduced in past sessions but failed. Pocan says the recently passed ethics reform bill shows the time might be right for this to pass.
We got the legislature in a bipartisan way to sit down and work out a bill that would get us to move forward on the issue of reform.
The proposal is based on public financing systems used by Maine and Arizona. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.